If you want to go back to the 15,000-calorie potato chip information diet afterward, fine. But beginning tomorrow and for at least 5 full days, here are the rules. No newspapers, magazines, audiobooks, or non-music radio. Music is permitted at all times. No news websites whatsoever, CNN.com, DrudgeReport.com, MSN.com, etc. No television at all, except for 1 hour of pleasure viewing each evening. No reading books, except for this book, and 1 hour of fiction pleasure reading prior to bed. As someone who read exclusively nonfiction for nearly 15 years, I can tell you two things. It's not productive to read two fact-based books at the same time. This is one. And fiction is better than sleeping pills for putting the happenings of the day behind you. No web surfing at the desk unless it is necessary to complete a work task for that day. Necessary means necessary, not nice to have. Unnecessary reading is public enemy number one during this 1 week fast. What do you do with all the extra time? Replace the newspaper at breakfast with speaking to your spouse, bonding with your children, or learning the principles in this book. Between 9 to 5, complete your top priorities as per the last chapter. If you complete them with time to spare, do the exercises in this book. Recommending this book might seem hypocritical, but it's not. The information in these pages is both important and to be applied now, not tomorrow or the day after. Each day at lunch break and no earlier, get your 5-minute fix. Ask a well-informed colleague or a restaurant waiter, "Anything important happening in the world today? I couldn't get the paper today." Stop this as soon as you realize that the answer doesn't affect your actions at all. Most people won't even remember what they spent 1 to 2 hours absorbing that morning. Be strict with yourself. I can prescribe the medicine, but you need to take it. 2. Develop the habit of asking yourself, "Will I definitely use this information for something immediate and important?" It's not enough to use the information for something. It needs to be immediate and important. If no on either count, don't consume it. Information is useless if it is not applied to something important, or if you will forget it before you have a chance to apply it. I used to have the habit of reading a book or site to prepare for an event weeks or months in the future, and I would then need to reread the same material when the deadline for action was closer. This is stupid and redundant. Follow your to-do shortlist and fill in the information gaps as you go. 3. Practice the art of non-finishing. This is another one that took me a long time to learn. Starting something doesn't automatically justify finishing it.